This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Then Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little turn, lizard with that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof, like I always wanted him. I never hated him, I never traded him. And if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, Leroy.
What's up?
Good morning.
Dude, Monday is a day of recuperating.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've been bucking and betting all weekend. So I figured.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Y'all know how I am with events and stuff like that.
Yes, right? You have a high standard.
What happened this weekend at the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
5 stars.
Wow.
Tyler.
Wow.
Just the setup.
Yeah.
Everybody that I took there said this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was part of the casino.
Ooh,
and same. I replied, it's not.
Look at that. No, it's normally just like a ballroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was well done. I wish I had this feeling beforehand.
Yeah.
I think maybe I would have been a little more enthusiastic as to what it was going to be, but I was unsure.
No, of course. And reasonably so. I think we all were. But it worked out.
But
it was a great event.
After we went there on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I went on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went on Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, there's only one. There was two constants there.
Yeah.
You was going to see plenty of basketball.
Yep.
And plenty
of
food.
Tyler was going to be there.
Yeah, for sure. He was there the whole time. I went there yesterday.
The whole time.
At 10:30 p.m. I went there because, trust me, my bracket's done. I had no more bets to place. Still open bar, baby. Still open bar.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you what. Anybody who paid the money to be in that room, you were winning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you were winning because the food, the drinks. Hey.
I met a friend. I met a new friend.
You made a new friend?
I made a new friend.
All right. And how did this happen?
Went there Friday, right after the show.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you guys bailed by that time.
Oh, yeah, I was gone.
Yeah.
I went back, though.
And there was a gentleman there who, I think he was there for the second day. He was from New York, and, you know, he was a Knicks fan, so he had a nice Knicks cap.
Well,
so
right.
We started talking Knicks, and then we started getting into a heated conversation about how the Knicks need to defend in the playoffs. And why he thought Mitchell Robinson was going to be a big factor, and why I said Cat's still going to be the problem. Anyway, start talking, realize we're both from Brooklyn, and unbeknownst to me, he knew my head coach in high school My head coach in high school was his assistant coach when he was in high school.
Wow. This was meant to be then at this point. You guys were meant to meet at that moment.
Absolutely. Like, and then all of a sudden, he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We knew some of the same players. I mean, he's older than me.
Yeah.
Even though he's from Vero Beach, he came down just for this, just to watch a tournament for buckets and bets. Like, it was,
dude,
yeah.
What?
Tell me this.
Shout out to Glenn.
Glenn
Daniels.
Very rarely do I feel this way.
Yeah.
About anything.
Yep.
Right? I can't wait for next year.
Wow.
Me too.
I can't explain to you how much fun it was to have basketball everywhere, the betting kiosk always empty. You can get your bets in 1 minute before, like, the track.
Yeah.
Right? The food.
You came on Good Friday.
Meat on Friday. Ooh. I was fighting. I was struggling. I had to eat nachos.
Yeah, I saw you with chips and jalapenos, and I was like, he's not having a good time.
I had to keep doing drive-bys by all that beautiful food. Come on, man.
Yeah, you pointed me to the dessert table, right?
Oh, my God.
I had a white macadamia nut something. It was and then a peanut butter. I was like, everything was much better than expected, for sure.
And let me tell you something. I learned a valuable lesson.
What's that?
So the first day when we was there on Thursday, I had my little game plan. I had $40 in my pocket. I'm gonna say I'm gonna play two $20 parlays, one for Thursday and Friday, then come back on Friday if I lose that one and just do the continuation. I went 7-1 on my 18 parlay with $7,000. Here's the problem. You ready?
Yeah.
And you know, when you win, you go 7-1 in the 18 parlay, you're like, all right, wrong. It was the first damn game.
So you watched 7 in a row.
Just 7 in a row that I won, and the first one I had on the ticket lost.
That happened to me yesterday with Illinois.
Could be bad. I mean, what do you prefer, though? Do you prefer seeing all 7 and number 8 fails, or do you prefer getting put out of your
misery? If it's number 8, I could hedge my bet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So I can always win something.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So if I was 7-0 going to the last game, and I see how much I won, I would just go ahead on and put like 40% of that on the other team and get the number the same. So say I would have won $7,500, I would have had to, you know, I'd have to put a couple of grand on the other team. At least I would have won that $2,000, because the other one only cost $20.
Leroy, did you use your $10 free bet that you got from the Hard Rock?
Everybody's talking about this free bet.
No.
I ain't get no damn free bet.
Guys, don't look at
me. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
The free stuff sometimes slips my mind, because it was so much action.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
So much action. We went from playing Tobin and J-Fig playing beer pong in them big-ass garbage cans.
Yeah, that was competitive. That
every
was
break.
Competitive background.
Me and Frog Boy was shooting basketball.
Yeah.
Shooting basketball. Vlad was getting mad at us back at the because nobody was there.
Acceptable.
But, dude, it was just that much. I didn't think, like just the action of what you could do while also enjoying the games. TVs everywhere. The only thing, and I'm not mad, because I kind of understood why, because you can't predict the weather.
Yeah.
I wish they had one of them four screeners
outside. Right? Yeah, I feel that.
Right. But I didn't, you know, I figured you can't plan that because you don't know what the weather's going to be like. So all the TVs were underneath.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, you're talking about bars, plenty of bars. You ain't never had to wait. Right? Never had to wait. You just walk right up. It got to the point where dude knew what I wanted. So that meant it was time to slow down.
I have
when he said, oh, you want the same? I say, oh, no, I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a new number one in snacks.
Do you?
The Hard Rock popcorn at Buckets and
really?
Bets.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Fresh, wow. Fresh, crunchy.
Oh, crisp.
You ain't never had, you had to worry about, like, you know, movie theater if you get it an hour
what?
Late.
Yeah. It was times fresh. I wanted to just, yeah. I just wanted to take it to the movie. That's the popcorn I wanted at the movie theater. It just reminded me of a movie theater, watching it, the games on those big ass screens, bro.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you know what give you the bubble guts, though? That movie theater butter.
Oh, yeah.
Worth it, though. Worth it. It was a wonderful weekend at Buckets and Bets.
Wonderful weekend. I'm telling you what, the next time I go to work, and again, y'all know how I am about these things.
Yeah.
I'm going right over to Tyler and dap them up. That was well
did
done. Thing.
Did
I
thing.
Can't wait for next year. And I tell you what, next year, the promotion is going to be big. Because I'm telling you, y'all missed out. If you didn't go, you missed out on something that was incredible. Like, I can't even explain it. It was like being in the... being in the Kaseya Center with the Jumbotron on the ground. That's how big them TVs were.
Yeah, it was 100, one, just one of them. The one in the middle was 196 feet.
No, inches.
It can't be inches.
Dude, stop.
It can't be inches.
Do you know how
far?
196 inches divided by feet. You think that TV was 16 feet?
Yeah, about 20, 30 feet. 30 feet. It can't be 196 feet, dude.
Long?
All of them. That was three TVs.
It was a big room. It's a big room.
Like, and it was in the corner, in the cut.
Yeah.
But when you walked in there, the birds and all the sports gods went, oh!
It really was. It really was an amazing event for sure.
It was. I'm telling you, amazing. And I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
I think the station sold it short.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it did feel. Like...
I mean, we did a ton of promoting and whatever. But here's, and we had pictures and stuff like that. Now we got, you know, boots on the ground with it.
Yep.
So you know. Next time we talk about it, you know what you get. We've been in there. If they would have brought us in there before it was done to show us what it was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. Well done. Well done. It was fun. A lot of good basketball. Now, they said that this was, you know, the most watched March Madness in... you know, recent history.
What, this first weekend?
Yeah. And I would say this, it's weird because there wasn't like a lot of dominant teams during the course of the year. It was like four or five teams, right, that got a chance to be number one. So the weekend's games, unless you were betting and took a 32-point favorite,
Leroy.
There was only a handful of games.
Only that he took the spread. Like, just take the...
Just fell in love with Auburn. He's just like, Auburn's number one overall. Let me just bet on them.
Well, no, I've seen them play. I watched them play.
Jeez.
And I think, man, like, that Cooper Flag.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Hey, he's the real deal.
Yeah. Oh no, for
he's
sure.
The real deal.
He had me. Like, he had me feeling.
You see him? They show highlights on TV and whatever. But it's March Madness that gets you focused in on a whole game. I'm like, holy smokes! But there hasn't really been a lot of. There weren't really a lot of like nail biting games. It was only a handful. There was a couple yesterday.
Yeah, what we have, like two buzzer beaters? Like, I saw there was one yesterday.
Yeah, Dan Hurley lost his mind.
Yeah.
Well, no, that last one just, Connecticut and Florida?
Yeah. No, there was one.
No, the Maryland game.
Maryland game was a buzzer beater.
Colorado State was a buzzer beater, but the Florida-Connecticut game, that last three-pointer just hurt everybody's bets if they had Connecticut. I mean, they had Florida minus five.
Ooh. Yep.
These headlines are brought to you by the Doral Volkswagen at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We got some updates on the Sweet 16 now that they've officially been finalized. Yes.
You want me to see the Sweet 16?
They are finalized.
Yeah. They are finalized. Sweet 16 is finalized. You got Auburn playing Michigan on Friday. You got Ole Miss playing Michigan State. Michigan State is going to be sneaking up on it, right? That's out of the South. Out of the West, you got Florida against Maryland. You got Texas Tech against Arkansas. In the East, you got Duke versus Arizona. That's on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Alabama against BYU. Wisconsin, BYU beat Wisconsin, right?
Right.
You know why I know? A lot of intangibles on the court.
Uh-huh. I mean,
a lot.
They're coming through, baby.
Yep. That's the East. The Midwest, Houston, who looks really good, is playing Purdue on Friday. And then Friday, the early game is Tennessee against Kentucky.
A lot of SEC teams.
A lot of Big Ten teams.
Just like college football.
Schools with the most money, man.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I would say the most shocking win to me, I didn't think Michigan would get this far.
Hmm. But they just won the Big Ten tournament. When you win the Big Ten tournament, you start getting in the streak.
I know that, and that's the thing. I think I picked them to go to the Sweet 16 and lose to Auburn.
Well, that's where they got to.
Yeah. Then other than that, like, Florida and Maryland should be a pretty good game. But other than that, like, there's a lot of schools that, you know.
Kentucky, Tennessee will be great. That's a good Sweet 16.
I was shocked Arkansas beat St. John's.
I wasn't shocked, but I wasn't happy.
I mean, you know what I mean. I thought St. John's was going to make that run. They couldn't hit a basket. Well, and keep in mind, was it Calipari or who's the coach for
Pitino? St. John?
Pitino. Sat his best player.
Yeah, I understand.
At the end of the game.
I mean, he was having a bad game. He was like 2-4.
Yeah, but dude, like, think about this. Your team haven't been really able to score all year. So you've been seeing this all year. That's one of the few guys that could turn around and get hot.
I don't know.
You can't sit your best player. Think about this. Different scale. But what if
I wish Pat Riley they would have sat
Kobe
Starks
with 5 minutes left to go in the game?
That's Kobe. But I wish
that's your best player. When does that happen? When is your best player on the bench at the end of a game that's reasonably close, even if he's playing bad? It don't happen. Not your best player. So, yeah.
All right, well, we come back. Probably the only other thing worth mentioning in the sports world locally. The streak has been snapped, baby. We got 15 minutes of heat when we come back.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop massive savings on a massive Chevy inventory, all backed by Morse at Ed Moore Sawgrass Chevrolet. Visit EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads. The Panthers here.
This is AJ Greer of the Florida Panthers. Listen to our games here.
Friday night action for the Panthers. The Utah Hockey Club is in Sunrise. Game time at 7. Hockey here. AM 560 Sports WQAM. FM 99.9 HD2 and always live on the free Odyssey app. Our Panthers broadcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drinks and Hollywood Kia.
Solana here, and the no-down throwdown is on at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in South Florida. Shop new Kias all with no markups and no hidden fees because the price you see is the price you pay. Lease a new 2025 Kia Sportage LX for $369 a month for 24 months with zero down payment. Plus, get $300 when you return your lease. They'll waive all your fees. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Now open until midnight. Call 832-930-6181 for more details or shop online. HollywoodKia.com.
As a business owner, you wear a lot of hats. One minute you're ordering today's inventory, and the next you're planning tomorrow's expansion. It's complicated, but your biz credit card should be simple. With the Signify Business Cash Card by Wells Fargo, you earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases for your business with no caps or categories to track. Signify Business Cash, the deliberately simple business credit card. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/signify. Terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, millions of men experience ED, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. At Hims, our own board-certified urologist, Dr. Peter Stahl, knows this better than anyone, and he knows that Hims can help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, Senior Vice President of Men's Sexual Health at Hims. I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to Hims.
Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs. Options at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% less than brand name prices, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
During the Jeep Celebration Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Get a brand new 2025 Jeep Compass for just $374 per month for 39 months with $39.99 due at signing. Buy online at Miami Lakes Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.com. Call 844-255-2474 for details.
The nation's largest trading card and pop culture convention is coming to Fort Lauderdale. Collecticon. This Saturday and Sunday at the Broward County Convention Center with 900 vendors and dealers. Check out the largest selection of trading cards and collectibles. Meet Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand from the Florida Panthers. Plus NFL Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor. Bring your trading cards and memorabilia for grading and authentication. And bring the kids for the largest display of Pokemon in the nation. This Saturday and Sunday at the Broward County Convention Center. Get tickets at CollecticonUSA.com. That's CollecticonUSA.com.
Palmetto Ford of Miami, family owned and operated since 1966, is now open on Sundays. Whatever truck you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it in stock for immediate delivery. Visit them at 7245 Northwest 36th Street, Miami.
Protect your home and lock Tight Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Old or leaky roof? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on our legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK.
It's the Hard Rock Bet Battle of the Bets. Two bets facing off. Winning side splits $250K in bonus bets every single day. Time to pick a side. Team underdogs or team favorites? Team over or team under? There's one way to settle this. Hard Rock Bet Battle of the Bets. Pick a side for a dollar. Win your share of $250K or more today. Prize pool to be paid out in bonus bets, not a cash offer. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Please call 1-888-ADMITTED.
Get to Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac and lease the all-new 2025 Cadillac Optic. Only $299 a month. Click EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com.
Approved credit courtesy transportation vehicle stock SS154317 less than 5K miles, 24 months, $39.95 down, 10K annual miles, zero security plus tax and title fees.
Every day is an amazing day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Free lunch till 3 p.m., happy hour till 6 p.m., and $100 bottle specials Sunday through Wednesdays. Cheetah, SOFL.com for more info.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-285-2521. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-285-2521. 800-285-2521. 800-285-2521.
Have you downloaded the free Odyssey app and made WQAM your favorite station? Do it. Listen to us live or on demand and use the rewind feature to go back and listen to any part of any shows you might have missed.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Man, you got me mad.
Me?
Yeah.
Why, what
happened? Watch the Jimmy Butler thing.
Oh. Jimothy. Oh, Jimothy. We got a lot to talk about on today's show, for sure. We got a lot to address. Yesterday was a historic performance from Andrew Wiggins that snapped the longest losing streak of Eric Spoelstra's career.
Finally.
Yeah, but you know what's 20 crazy?
20 days, 21 now. Yeah.
If the Heat had those two guys, so not 42 and 30 every night.
Yeah.
But just 25 and 25. Go look at all the games. If those two guys, like every other team that's contended, had two guys that can go for 25.
Yep.
If those two guys go for 25 plus or average more than 25 each, you know, meaning that one can score 40, one can score, you know, 20, or one can score 30, whatever. If those two guys average 50 every game, look and see where you would be. That was my biggest contention, you know, even while Jimmy was here, is that I'm not taking away from what Jimmy can do. We all know this, okay? But this team in the last few years have struggled scoring the basketball because you try to do that team thing. Meanwhile, other teams have just two dogs that go out there and get buckets. So go show me another team that you don't know who's going to score 20, but a couple of guys will. Nobody has that team. Most of the guys have team like, okay, Cat and Jalen Brunson. Okay? You either counting on Tatum or Jalen Brown. You either counting on Murray or Joker. LeBron, Luka. You see what I'm saying? Everybody has, as a starting point.
You need to. As a starting point. You need to, yeah.
Right. And so even when Jimmy was here, and Tyler was running around trying to score 25 a night. Jimmy touched them all. He touched the whole stat line. But they weren't scoring enough points. So it's good to see that at least in the near future, these two guys understand what their role is. Our role is go out and get buckets. We got to put the burden of scoring. Bam is in effect taking the Jimmy role and doing everything and then scoring. But you need those 50-plus points to come from those two guys if you are going to compete in the NBA. You just do. Every team competing has two of those guys.
And to win, you need a third.
Yeah, to go even
further. Well, you need, and look. And it could be Bam.
To contend, you need a third.
It could be Bam.
Yeah. Right.
It could be Bam.
But if you don't even have the two right now,
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's what we tended to do. We put a brand on Jimmy that really wasn't what Jimmy was. Jimmy could score 40 every now and then, right? But you couldn't depend on that 25-30 every night. That's just not who he was. And that's okay. That's why he kind of fits better at Golden State, because he take some of that pressure off his guy in Steph. But then again, there's a lot of other scorers. There's a lot of other guys who can score. And everything that Jimmy does on the defensive side and the offensive side adds to that. It is not going to be, you know, you can't say, okay, Steph going to score 30, Jimmy going to score 20. You can't go. If that's what you expect, then that's not going to happen.
Yesterday's performance from Andrew Wiggins was truly historical, though. Not something I'm not sure, you know, he can keep up. It was something historical that Jim has never done. This is how historical it was. He was the first Heat player since 2011 with 40-plus points on 75% field goal.
Who is that, shooting. LeBron?
Yes. Course. And of in course. Fact, he is one of only three Heat players to record a perfect 20-plus point quarter. The other two, LeBron James and Chris Bosh. What he did yesterday is something that Jimmy Butler didn't do while he was here, and the amount of points that he put up is something that no other Heat player has done all season. So do I expect this to happen a lot? Not really.
No, well, Tyler's had
He's had two 40-point games, I think.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
But I just like the way it operated with those two. Right? And
yeah.
I know they live by the mantra, sharing is caring. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not when everybody can't score like you.
Yeah. Right? I mean, this game is dominated at the end. You can have a great team, but at the end, it's the Jokers. It's the Dame Lillards. It's the
players. Yeah, but they can't do it by themselves either. Because guess what? Not. Dame without Giannis is what? Dame
in Portland. Well, I mean, Giannis did some things, you know.
But he still had another guy.
A 50-point triple-double in the final?
But
he had a Middleton.
Did they have Drew Holiday at that time?
Yes, yeah, they did. Yeah.
Right. So, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. But,
are you saying that this is that team?
I give you Giannis.
This is the weakest trio.
Middleton and Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, he could score you 20, but he was a defensive guy.
Yeah.
Right? They won the championship. Giannis was unbelievable. I'm not, you know, taking away from that. Compare him to what the Heat have been this year.
No, I mean, this trio.
You see what I mean?
Can't compete with any of the last champions. The Nuggets had Joker, Murray, Gordon. The Celtics had Brown, Tatum, Porzingis, and everybody else wanted. Derek White, whoever. Obviously, this team.
Holiday.
Like, they have literally everyone. And they may do it again this year, but, you know. They're,
right. So, not even but I'm just saying, thing. I'm just saying for us to sit here and think that, oh, this team can get it done. With heat culture, I don't need heat culture. I need heat buckets.
I think it's been obvious heat culture ain't enough. And these heat buckets were great. I love them. I don't want to take away from them. But I couldn't help but watch the game and be like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Cooper, Fallon.
There was a minute. There was a second during watching the game last night where I'm going, you are really going to do this with a team with the ugliest uniforms in the association. Is that? Like mint?
I'd call it spearmint, to be exact. But
like
it's not necessarily the most reassuring thing that the only two wins we've gotten has been the Wizards and the Hornets. Like, this is great. Like, I'm happy that we broke the streak. You know, kumbaya, everyone can take a deep breath, but what are we doing here?
I just want, if I can see more of this. See, because here's what happens, and here's what.
Oh, according to Tobin, we're back.
They started.
Really?
They started doubling. they start doubling Wiggins.
Yeah.
And then everybody else got involved.
Wiggins had a career.
There's been a point in time where I've seen anybody on the Heat need to be doubled.
Yeah, for sure. No, but yesterday, I think if I'm not mistaken, they ended the first half on a 28-6 run. He did a lot of his damage in the beginning and picked it up in the fourth quarter as well. But, I mean, it's the Hornets. You know,
But here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
It may be the Hornets, but making shots is making shots.
For sure. It was, right? It was a great game. I just don't anticipate to see it every night.
I don't need to see 40 every night. But I need him and Tyler. Him and Tyler to be the catalyst behind whatever chance they have of turning it around. Yeah. And if they're not, then they're not going to turn it around. And for anybody to think otherwise, is kidding themselves. Now you may think they can or can't do it. That's a whole nother conversation. But in order for this to get turned around, I need Tyler and Wiggins to average, at a minimum, 50 points.
Yeah.
Because that is what's going to be required.
That's correct. So
go get an ice tub, big fella.
Ice up, champ.
Yeah, ice up. Get your spat on. Yeah. Get your spat on.
We got to put that in buckets of bets. We need an ice bucket next year.
Oh. Dude, I'm telling you, like, I don't even think it. Have you ever thought of an event? Think about this. When you left there, Vlad, when you left there, Marcos.
Yeah.
Where you said, if I was running this, I would have did this.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That happens a lot, but I mean,
it's... I can't. Like, I can't, I got nothing. The only thing I said was, you know, the TV's outside, but I understand that because you can't predict the weather.
I did not. Yeah, I thought for the first time doing an event, it was... As good as it can get, man. Like, there was not one complaint. There was not one complaint.
So much so, I think Tobin is still at Buckets and Beds, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he went crazy after that Heat win.
Yeah. No, he hit a parlay on the first day that he, you know, he was bragging about. I was jealous. But, look, it was a good time, not only at Buckets and Beds. It was a good time at the Kaseya Center yesterday. But it's time to look forward. We got a friendly foe coming back. We're going to talk more about that later because I actually have a gift for our listeners today. Unfortunately, it's not for tomorrow's game, but it's still pretty good. Tobin's not here, but Leroy is kind enough to give away his personal stash of Heat tickets. I have a family four-pack of Miami Heat tickets that I will be giving away a little bit later today. Keep listening to find out how you can win those. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and come back with a little road to repeat as we check in on the Cats.
And Brian Rust, he'll grab the puck at center ice. Heads to the left. Rust cuts in from that left side. And he's stopped by the outstretched left pad of Bobrovsky. And the Panthers win it in the shootout. 4-3, the final score. The Panthers get the second point, a shootout win over Pittsburgh, and Sergei Bobrovsky outstretched with the left pad, got just enough of that to stop Rust and seal this one up. Panthers 4, Penguins 3, that's a final in the shootout.
Yeah, buddy! That was Doug Blakens on the call.
That's pretty good. That was a fun game to watch.
Came back on them, baby.
That third period, the Panthers were relentless.
Indeed, baby. Come back, Cats.
And then the shootout.
Shootout, yeah.
Rarely do you see a shootout in the first.
I thought so.
The only goal is the first one.
I thought it was weird. I looked at it again. I had to look at it again. I thought, like, don't they go to OT? I had to question whether or not we were in the playoffs already. I was shocked. I was shocked for sure. But
they did go to OT.
Yeah, I know. But when you look it up online, it just says shootout. I was like, did they? Like, it doesn't say like zero at OT. You know, it'll say like first quarter they scored one goal. Third quarter, you know, the
Kansas, period. But
I don't want to know what the penalty. Yeah. You made me curse on this.
Nah, they played some extra time.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm gonna say this. who they played? They played
the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins, that's right.
Soft.
Shame on you for slow rolling the start of the overtime.
Uh-huh.
Did you see him, like, trying to slow roll it and pass it in their own side?
Sneaky, sneaky,
and,
dude.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Like, they were almost playing for the shootout.
Yeah, absolutely. One more time, can I hear the shootout goal? Doug Plagans on the call.
It was the only one, so.
For sure.
Barkov will go first for the Panthers. He heads in right to left across your radio. Barkov dances in between the circles. Backhand down low. He scores. What a move. From Barkov. He beats Curry down low. And Barkov starts the shootout with a goal.
I love that call. He dances in like.
Kind of hear it, too.
They do take this sweet time, right? Yeah. They round it. S turns.
It's way harder than the soccer.
He's twirling the stick when he's dancing.
That's what I'm saying. Like in soccer, you put the ball down, you take a couple steps, you kick it. You can do some crazy things, but
no, they start from way back, get a running start.
This guy's salsa dancing.
And then they start fast and then they slow. They try to change the tempo so you can't just get a beat on the shot. That last save though, woo, goodness, Bob was out there like a pretzel.
Bob and the Panthers, for that matter, had a split weekend.
Yeah, that defense is shaky, baby.
Yeah, six goals given up to the Capitals.
It's only been like the last couple of games, though.
Yeah, we're getting used to this Marchand guy. You know, he's doing his best to kind of, but he
hasn't played yet.
Maybe a weasel. He may be a weasel in the locker room, kind of making everyone uneasy. Maybe a bit of a weasel, guys. Gotta watch this guy.
I think the guy's a rehab.
The guy's a weasel, dude. He's in the locker room. People are uncomfortable. You know, it's like, look at this guy. Can we talk about our secret plays? I trust us, though. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
If there's one team you don't worry about after a loss, it's the Panthers, right?
Nah, come on, man. Paul Maurice got it.
Bit of a break for them, so that's great, right?
They've gotten a lot of breaks.
Well, they've had a lot of back-to-backs, too. They had the 15th and 16th. They had Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, this is just in the last week or so.
And then you're short some guys, so that rotation is like...
They've had like 7 days off the last two weeks.
Next week, they got a Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, they'll make up for it, Vlad. Give them... It's that weasel, Marchand. They next are in action Friday against the Utes. I'm telling you guys, listen, Utah Hockey Club, I know you've already decided on the Mammoth or Mammoths, but consider the ukuleles. I'm just telling you, you still have time. No jerseys have been printed. The Utah Ukes, come on.
You can't do the ukulele.
Minus one.
Don't do that on camera, bro.
That's my ukulele.
What is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
Ukulele impression, dude.
Hey, yo.
Pretty good. That was Road to Repeat, brought to you by our friends at Celsius. You know what? That would be my only addition to Buckets and Bets. Wasn't enough Celsius. But
well, I brought my own. We good.
Selfish, Leroy. Selfish.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't... How many could I pack stay cold?
Plus, I had enough of that open bar anyway. That was probably keeping me more awake than I needed to be. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Now, Leroy, I know you don't check your email necessarily, so this is a refresher for you and for anyone who may be listening to the Tobin and Leroy show wondering where the hell is Tobin. Well, I got some good
news. He's on vacation.
He is on vacation enjoying a well-deserved break, especially during,
his kids are more importantly, his kids are on spring break.
Absolutely. And I can tell by the traffic coming in, it was light.
Oh my God.
Loved that, baby. Loved that.
Yeah. So I can tell. I can tell by my daughter laying on the couch.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It's a good assumption.
And it started Friday, so Friday traffic was good.
Which is strange.
Which is another good reason to start that buckets and bets.
Yeah. We have Frog Week is what I'm calling it. We're going to get sounds and bumpers because I thought of this morning on the way over, or else I would have been more prepared. But it is Frog Week on the Tobin and Leroy Show. You've heard of Shark Week. Boring. It is Frog Week. Your boy will be holding things down for Tobin and Leroy, which means shenanigans galore.
Oh, I thought it was which means I'll be here every day.
Oh, I mean, I'll be working every day. Whether or not I'll be in studio is another question.
Okay.
So today, as usual, you know, we have our all right, oh no. But I'm going to go ahead and add in, of course, we have to do it, a little bit of college basketball trivia. We're down to the Sweet 16, so we're going to get some Sweet 16 trivia. Leroy's got to hand out his game balls and game bums. We're going to talk about Jimmy Butler's return as we give away Heat tickets. I want some parameters set, all right? We're not making him comfortable. Team Petty, time to gather up and give our suggestions on how we can make him uncomfortable while he's over here. And in honor of an unfortunate passing this weekend, you guys heard about the passing of George Foreman.
It's crazy. I don't think people realize how old he was. Cause
I didn't.
How old one of his most famous fights was with Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Just think about that.
Man, I can't use my favorite term when I want somebody fight.
Why?
Because I usually you got to put him on the grill. So you know what I mean?
Just think so. You know what? That's what I was thinking too. Like this is the double dip premise of it. You know, I was obviously way too young to appreciate any of his boxing. But by the time I was a young adult, preteen,
he was America's favorite commercial pitch.
That George Foreman.
But here's
grill.
The deal, Marcos. Here's what you don't realize. I'm a little bit too young, too.
How old is dude? I got to find out.
Dude came back and won the championship at 45.
I am vaguely familiar with that.
That's what really got him going again.
Yeah.
Because when you fought during the period of Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali was the guy. But when he came back at 45 and was killing folks with that jab, jab. And you know what else he never did?
What?
Never sat in between rounds.
Well, I mean, he was a lean, mean fighting machine. Like, he didn't, what else? He was grilling on the side. He was better shaped.
No, this was before that. He won the heavyweight championship again before
it was always
George Foreman. That's what probably got him the George Foreman grill deal.
Another thing I know about him is I think he named all his children George.
Yep.
Which is interesting for sure. But anyway, we have...
How old? He had to be in his 80s, right?
No, actually, I just checked it now. He was 70... Yeah, I just had it up. 76. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Still, you know, decent life for sure. I'd say. I'd be honored.
I mean, he named all his sons George.
George, yeah. That legacy
is going to continue.
For sure. But the legacy continues on this show as I honor him with a top five double dip that is centered around athletes who found success outside of their respective sports. We're going to go ahead and rank the top five of all time. Like I said, we got much more action here. It's Frog Week, baby. Tell your friends on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Ribbit.